No, Brother DeFrank, you got to understand something. That it takes $10,000 just to upgrade the electrical that we have in this building. The building's 30 years old. And to upgrade, to get everything in and everything, to handle those kind of units to put on the roof before you can even buy the units. I said, oh, okay. I was just thinking about it. And I got it out of my mind. It's none of my business. Everybody says it's none of his business. You know, that's the way I think. It's none of my business. I go preach in other churches, and sometimes the prophet's ministry been operate, and I see things. And I remember when Joe Morris was with me, I said, Joe, write it down. In 2 years, this church won't be here. This church will go down to nothing. And my wife writes it down a lot, I tell her, and it happens. Because I'm a prophet. Not bragging, just a fact. That's what I am. You understand that? You're a seer, as the Spirit will. You know, and I just get told, the things you see, if you carry that stuff around with you, it'll bother you. So I keep out of my head. I say, that's none of my business. That's none of my business. Then when it becomes my business is when God tells me to say something. Then it is my business to obey God. Even my mind says, that ain't none of my business. I say, well, that's none of my business that they need an electrical job. I go to the room and I'm praying. God said, tonight the suddenlies are going to happen. This church is going to change. I said, oh, glory. He said, I want you to raise $10,000 tonight and put that new electrical in. And he says, I want you to take $1,000 out of your building fund and earmark it for seed for $1.2 million for your new building. Now, this building will be complete with a new TV suite. This building will be complete that we can have our schools, our Bible schools, elementary school, high school, everything that we need to do, and be cheaper than what we're paying here. I think that's good stewardship. If somebody wants to pay the tab on the new building, that's all right with me. I'll show you how to spell a million. 200,000. A piece of cake. I mean, if you could get 100. And I went in there, and I preached, and I got here on the suddenlies. That's as far as I went. The power of God moved. I said, now God wants this electrical, and I phoned Francine the next day, and she overnighted it. I had an overnight. I mean, when God says take seed out of your barn and put it, you better overnight it and get it there and get it working, because the sudden things are going to happen to you. Aren't you glad that I don't have a board that I have to get permission and wait 60, 90 days for them all to get together and quit fussing and fighting for me to do that? I got good men around me. They trust my integrity, that I listen to God. And I did that. And then the pastor almost fainted. He says, I've never had an offering like this. As a matter of fact, we went to 11,000, and then the power of God fell, and money was flying all over that place. He said, something broke in this place. He said, I've never have had anointing like this in my church. See, he had a split one time before he took it over, and there was Ichabod kind of on the church. But that anointing destroys the yoke, and something happened. And then I found out that they were sending him to Africa on cheap coach. And I said that you ought to be ashamed of yourself to send your pastor. And everybody's looking at each other. What's he talking about? I mean, some of them were mean, you know. And do you know that they start after the service, they started handing him money to bump him up? That's why God's going to give him my own airplane. Well, why are they being corporate, man? No, you don't understand that those filters and the breathing. Everybody that sneezes, everybody coughs, it gets recycled in the airplane. That's what you're breathing all the time. Well, why don't you blame God? Oh, shut up. It's not a prayer chamber. There's people next to you. You know, and telling dirty jokes and drinking and everything else. But when you're in your own airplane, you got your own filters and everything's clean, and you're prayer and getting ready, and you're more stronger when you get there. And besides that, the fatigue rate is nothing. And with your own airplane, because I've owned four of them, and the fatigue is way down compared to those airlines. Amen. And suddenly one will show up right over here at French Valley. You watch. You watch. Because me and my wife planted and decreased and got rid of ours for we could come and pioneer this church. We sold our Mercedes and got $20,000 and put it into the ministry. We put everything into the ministry. When we came, we had to decrease. I didn't know my meetings were going to decrease. I didn't know these other things were going to decrease. But for you to increase. Are you listening to me? And it happened in that place. He was crying all the way to the airport. He said, can you stay one more night? I said, I'm sorry, I got to get home. I got a ministry of helps. And, you know, me and
Pastor Nancy, we're the leaders and we should be there. You know, we got responsibilities. Next year, we're going to have open-end meetings where we just see, you know, what God wants to do. But that church, suddenly, he says, it's different. He says, I saw people that I know that have had money stacked up in their bank, and they wouldn't give this church nothing. And the guy take out his money and take out his checkbook, and something happened. I could tell you miracles after miracles after miracles. Terry knows some of my business finances around here. And he'll tell you, even today, that money from that deal that that man planted to buy that building is still in the ministry today, working for Ed Dufresne Ministries. Still working today. Look to the person next to you and say, we're going to have to decrease before we increase. You have to. That's scriptural. The farmer has to empty his barn out with seed before he has a harvest. And then there's a time in between when it looks like nothing's happening, but before the harvest, then you see a blade, then you see the stalk, then you see the corn, then it's harvest time. Can you say amen? I don't know if I helped you or not today, but I preach myself happy.
Amen.
And then I could go on, and then there appeared to them clover tongues like as a fire. I don't know what's been happening in your meetings with you and Mark and the Holy Ghost man, but people are starting to burn up with the fire of God. I mean, they're just burning. They say, I'm so on fire, and arthritis being burned out and cancers and everything else. Something, the suddenlies are starting to happen when we get in one accord to what God says for us to do.
Amen.
And the Spirit of God falls. God's really been dealing with us about our storehouse. That we need to do something about that. And we'll talk about it as the months to come. I don't know, Brother Joe, he's working on getting a big warehouse, and he's going to share it with us. Big warehouse where we can put our 18-wheeler truck and everything out. But we've got to be ready. God is saying to me that in these last days, there's going to be more tragedy. There ain't a day that goes by that you don't hear about an earthquake or people being killed. And it's going to get worse. But we are to get in one agreement and do what it says in Matthew, that when you visit the poor, you visit me. When you went to prison, you visit me. That's the ministry of Jesus Christ. And that we're going to have warehouses full of food and be able to go into those areas with a truck and empty out and be able to minister to those people. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Is the tape ready? Where's it at? A 90 what? 92. Now listen to this tape. This is what happened in that meeting in 92. Praise the Lord. 93. Huh? 94. 95. Woo! 96. 97. 98. There it is. The reason you heard I plunked, I went down, the wind of God hit me so hard. Did you feel that?
Yeah.
God, the suddenlies are going to start happening. The wind of God's going to come and put legs and arms on people. Yeah. Eyes are going to change around. Where there was no eyes, God's going to come out. Wind from God and out of His treasures. When we line up with the Word of God in every area. Thank you. Put your hands up and praise Him. That was in 79, 78, somewhere around in there. Put your hands up and praise Him and worship Him. Thank Him. Now what are you going to do? You're going to have to start decreasing. Some of you are going to have to decrease in your time and give it to God. Some of you need to decrease in your finances for you can increase in your finances. Do you know I haven't had one worry? I have a thought, but I have not worried whatsoever with this property and this building because I know without a shadow of a doubt that it's God and it's going to happen. It's just me. The only thing I have to pray for is patience because I want it right now. You know, you can live out there. I mean, you get in that other world and you just, well, what's hold up? What's the hold up? You get in the natural. Things take time. You know what I mean? It takes time to go through, you know, building and everything else. You understand what I'm talking about? We must decrease for Him to increase. I had the other day the trophy. My son was in Little League and he was number one. His team won. So I went over Saturday. I just got in town. I went over Saturday with him to get his, you know, they had all the kids out there and they got their trophies. You know, Little League can almost become a god. You know that? He said, well, I know, I got to spend time with my kids. But, you know, I was thinking I'd go to those things. But me and my wife do not compromise when it comes to our ministry. We keep our kids involved with ministry. This summer, I'm going to be taking Stephen with me more. Just, the Lord told me it's time for him to start working the book table and help. I'm going to have him involved. You see what I'm talking about? You know? And we told the coach, I said, we're sorry, we're ministers, but when there's a Wednesday night service and you've got a game, we ain't going to be there.
Amen.
We ain't going to be there.
That's right.
And our kids ain't going to go to hell for it. See, we decrease and God will increase and make sure that our kids are going to be all right and our children, because we put God first. We put God first. Did you get anything out of this? You see? This is what was in my heart this week.
For additional books and tapes from Dr. Ed Dufresne and information concerning World Harvest School of Ministry, please write to Ed Dufresne Ministries, P.O. Box 186, Temecula, California, 92593.